In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel reading we have heard today tells of an event in what Jesus has done, and one that is so important that it is recounted in each of the four gospels, in Matthew and Mark and Luke and in John. Not every miracle is recorded in every gospel, but this particular one is found in all four. And it shows us several things. One, in the beginning it says Jesus had compassion on the people. It's what he does for us. He didn't wait for the people to say they were hungry or thirsty, but he saw them and had compassion on them. That is, he hurt for them. He hurt for them and wanted to do something for them in the same way that he hurts for us. He knows what we need before we even ask it. And yet we do, in prayer, ask him these things. Asking him to be who he is, the God who empties himself for us and gives us everything that we need, every necessity of this life. Also, we see that Jesus asks the disciples to do something. He doesn't immediately create a miracle, but he asks his disciples, "You feed the crowd." And they are puzzled, but they still offer up what they have, a few loaves, a few fish. They still give it to him, thinking there is no way that this could feed the 12 of us, let alone these thousands of people. And in offering up the little they have, which truly is from God, it is then that Christ Jesus works the miracle of the multiplying of the fish and the loaves, so that not only did everyone have enough to eat, but there was so much that they collected leftovers at the end of it. Imagine how the people and the disciples were when they saw this happen. Knowing there are only a few pieces of food, and yet they become more and more until everyone is fed, and not only fed, but filled. They walk away with their bellies full and food left over. There's one thing at the beginning of the gospel that the disciples say that gives us a hint about Jesus and about the life of the Israelites. For it says that they say, "This is a lonely place." In the Greek, it means a wilderness, a desert, an empty land. And think, where else in Scripture were there people in a wilderness who were hungry and needed to be fed? It's in the book of Exodus, when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, and God sent them manna from heaven. Who sent them manna from heaven? And doves to eat. It's the one who breaks the bread and the fish, Christ himself. He who fed the Israelites in the wilderness now feeds these people in the wilderness. And not only does he fill then our physical needs, but he sees to the more important, that is, our spiritual needs, our spiritual necessities as well. For if we listen closely to the gospel, we heard four verbs. Jesus took the bread. He blessed it. He broke it. And he gave it to them. Where else do we hear this but in the Holy Liturgy? on the night before he died, Jesus took bread, blessed, gave thanks, broke, gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." That this miracle is already pointing forwards to what Jesus is about to do in laying down his life, in offering up his body and his blood, not only upon the cross, but for us to eat and drink to life eternal. And we, like the apostles in the gospel, repeat this at every liturgy. For we, like they, bring paltry gifts, bread and wine, inexpensive things, common things, like the bread and the fish. And though we work them over, after all, wheat has to be ground into flour, flour mixed with yeast and water and kneaded and baked, and wine has to be picked as grapes off the vine and crushed and mixed with yeast and sugar in order to become wine, we work these things over, but yet they are all God's. The wheat, the grapes, the bread, the wine, but we, like the disciples, add our effort, our little bit, to these gifts God gives us, wheat and grapes. And we come to the liturgy and offer them up, like the disciples offered that bread and that fish. And then God gives them back to us as himself. The bread appearing to be bread, but truly the body of Christ. The wine appearing to be wine, but truly the blood of Christ. So we no longer eat and drink bread and wine, but we eat and drink Christ Jesus himself. That is why this meal is unlike any other. Unlike the one in the desert, in the wilderness, where Jesus fed them the bread and the fish. Unlike any we have at our homes or in a restaurant. Because where can we go and eat and drink God? And the little things we do, not to make ourselves worthy, but rather to prepare ourselves for the love of God, our fasting, our praying, our going to confession, these things to prepare ourselves to partake in this heavenly banquet that the angels themselves dare to wish to look upon, but we look upon here on earth. We see it. We taste the body and blood of Christ. So, beloved, let us be mindful then that Christ Jesus knows what we need. He hurts for us and gives us what we need. And our prayer to him is simply our attention, offering our love to him, asking him to be who he is. And he does be the person who he is in offering us his own body and blood for us to eat and drink so that our sins are washed away, our iniquities are purged, and we have eternal life in him with the Father and the Spirit to the ages of ages. Amen.